be around Daf Mem Hey Amid Aleph. We have to learn the Tosfos on the Gemara. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara, and then we'll see Tosfos. Itma Meis V'Nofla Lifnei Ochiv LeYibo. If it was Niskatsha Shaloi Ledas Aviyo, and then he died. V'Nofla Lifnei Ochiv LeYibo. Omar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Memaenes lemamoroi ve'eina memaenes lezikosei. If the Yovel made maimer, then there's a need for her to make miyun. If the Yovel was only chaylitz, then there's no need to make miyun. Keita, also bo maimer. If the Yovel made maimer, so then she needs three things. Tzicha get, she needs a get from the Yovel. Utsriche, that's on the maimer. Utsriche chalitza, she needs chalitza on the zike. Utsriche miyun, and she needs miyun. Tsriche get, she needs a get. Shemo nisratza ha'ov b'kdushay sheini. Maybe the father was merutza b'kdushay sheini with the maimer. So memele, Rav Lashitose Hashina Shema Nisratso, so maybe it was Nisratso of Bikdushe Shaini. I do not understand too clearly. We had heard before on Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis that a filo, according to those that hold that Hashina Shema Nisratso of, that you need to get a Tafke B'deshodech Lachere. Here it's not speaking about that it was shodach to the sheni. She married the first brother. Unless that's equivalent to shodach, since the first brother died and there was rotzen on the issues of the first brother, was shodach to the first brother. So we assume that he was zicha maskim to the second brother also. Shemen Yisratzov b'kedusha sheni al kaponim v'chayish Shemen Yisratzov b'kedusha sheni. So therefore, you need a get. Tzricha chalitze Shemen Yisratzov b'kedusha rishin. You need chalitze min ha'toyre. Maybe the father was merutze to the first issues. So she's a Yevama L'shuk, she needs chalitz min ha-teire. Tzricha miyun, Shema loy nisratza of loy b'kedushi ha-rishin v'loy b'kedushi ha-sheini. So then she's not so then she's really not the grusha of the sheini. She's not the grusha of the sheini, so her sister will not be a true achais grushasai. So in order to be mevarer this nekude, that the sister is not vadai achais grushasai, so you need miyun from the sheini to prove that the issues of the sheini is not an issues vadois, is an issues terabonon. That's nekal yedei miyun. V'yayimra in kedushin teifsim ba'achoyso. So that is why we need miyun. So we have to make sure that the maima we need to get, shema nisratza b'kedusha sheini. We need chalitzi shema nisratza b'kedusha rishin. We need miyun shema loy nisratza and Shelo yaimru that ain't kedushin teifsim b'achayis. That is, if osa b'mayma, lo yosa b'mayma, he gave chalitze, ain't it tzricha elo chalitze bilvat. Then all we need is chalitze. That means we're chaye shema nisratza l'rishin, so she's a yevama l'shuk, so you need chalitze. May amret tiboy nami miyon, she should need miyun also, Shema Yom Kedushin Tovsim Ba'Achoisa, if they'll see that the Chaylitz gave Chalitza, so they'll assume that it's clear to us that there's a Chiyuv Chalitza, and Memele they'll say that if the Chaylitz will marry her sister and Kedushin Tovsim Ba'Achoisa, so the Gemara says that's no problem whatsoever. Hakel yoidim achayis chalutza de rabbonon. Everyone knows achayis chalutza is a de rabbonon. Omarei shlokish kan shon a rebi achayis gerushe midiyei raisa achayis chalutza midivrei seichrem. Now let us see Tosfos. Tzricha miyun. When the Yovo made Maima, Shema loy nisratze, loy larishen, v'loy lesheni. Perish akuntres. Shema loy nisratze, larishen, kedinosva. That is, doesn't have to be mentioned as a reason why we're making meal. Da'afilu nisratze, larishen, v'loy nisratze, lesheni. Is kedushin taifsim ba'achoyse da'achoyse chlutzase da'rabonah kedemrinim b'samoch ve'heim yoyimrim b'loitavse ba'kedushin v'yatir ve'eshes ish la'alma b'loiget. So Rashi says that the reason why we need miyun is not because shema loy nisratza l'rishin, afilo nisratza l'rishin, we still need miyun. So she's not achayis gerushosai. So that what the Gemara says, Shemal nisratz l'rishin is kedinos. But Rabbeinu Shimshim Mikutzi Yomer, dohanami kedinos. That what the Gemara says, you need miyun because Shemal nisratz l'sheini is also not the only reason you need miyun. Da'afilu nisratza l'rishin u'l'sheini. Afilu yuz merutza to both. Ike l'meichesh, you also need miyun. And the tzadi yuz merutza to both, you also need miyun. Ike l'meichesh lehen shema yemen k'dushin taifsim b'achoysa. People will think that ain't k'dushin taifsim b'achoysa. And if it was nisratza to both, Kedushin is Taifis Bachoisa. But I ain't Taifisim Bachoisa min Atayra. Dimishum Nisratzi be Kedushin Rishayim. The Ritzi Kedushin Rishayim. Achais Chalutzein Alamid Rabbono. So that won't make that Kedushin isn't Taifis. Bimishum Maimer Shoshen is Magutsu Tereshaini. Hanami Eine Alamid Rabbono. The Maimer be Yevome Eine Dereise. Vimkein. So afilu was nisratze, you also need miyun. Kenikel meichesh l'shem ayimlo den k'tushin taifsim b'achoyso mishum haget l'kach yitzricho miyun. So the Gemara is giving reasons. The Gemara is giving reasons why we need miyun. So one reason was says Shem alay nisratza l'rishin. So Rashi says that I don't need this reason. I have to give me a nafil nisratza l'rishin. So this isn't a reason why we should have to give me. So Taisa says that what the Gemara says Shem alay nisratza l'sheini is that what the Gemara says is also not a reason why we have to give me in. Afilu nisratze, you also have to give me in. Zvim taimar, so then Taisus says, in Cain, am I not at lo nisratze klar? So then the whole Gemara is schwer. The Gemara is giving reasons why we give me in. Because maybe she's not a true grusha because lo nisratze. Afil nischatze, she's also not a true grusha, if nischatze l'shnei. So why does the Gemara have to mention, she's not a true grusha if loy nischatze? Afil nischatze l'shnei, she's also not a true grusha. And that's why we need miyun. Opeirish ri, so the ri said, the loy mi boy koma. Loy mi boy nischatze l'rishin. The Gemara means like this, if it was nischatze l'rishin, So the minute she was Nisratza Larishin, so she can never be a true Grusha from the Sheini. Because of Nisratza Larishin, so she's falling Liyibum Minateira from the Rishin. So either she's a Chais Chalutzosei, the sister, which Kedushin's type is, or a fellow he made Maimel, so she's also not a true Grusha, because a Maimel Yibom is a Rabbono. So, loy mi boy nisratza l'rishin, de boy miun, lufi dekim nisratza l'rishin, ma'ata, if was nisratza l'rishin, yizicha nid miun. Bei nisratza l'sheini, bei loy nisratza, ikala meicha sham yem kdushin taifsa mishum get, upshita de taifsa. That means, so if is nisratza l'rishin, yizicha nid miun. Nilay nisratza l'sheini, ein alachos chalutzos, chalutza de rabona. Vavu nisratza l'sheini nami, ein amay mishos l'sheini elmi de rabona. So, that's poshet. If it was nisratza l'rishin, she zichan ava an emise grusha, so he zichan need me and to prove this. So, that's oisibenik. Ala filu amrit, loy nisratza l'rishin. Now, if it was loy nisratza l'rishin, the os in this ratzel sheni, that means there is a possibility that she's taken emes a grusha. If it was loin this ratzel rishen, vin this ratzel sheni. So she's the second one's wife, and if he gives her a get, he's taken that kedushin is entayves b'achoyse. After lo hikol ameiches esem a loin this ratzel sheni. So that's what the gemara is saying. Va'os kedushin entayves b'achoyse, v'yaymru de'ein. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that afilu that loin b'boim nischatzel l'rishayin. So tzichi need me. Afilu loin nischatzel l'rishayin. So then there'd be a svara to say you should not need miyun because she's taka grusha. Aber shem loin nischatzel l'sheini. If it's loin nischatzel l'sheini, then you do need miyun. V'im toima. So now Taisus asks Amira the Kekash. He says, the only reason we need Miyan over here is that people should not think that she's an Emes Grusha. Because if they think she's an Emes Grusha, so if he'll marry her sister afterwards, they'll say you don't need a get because Kedushin is in Taifis. And they won't know she's not an emes. She's not. We're not sure she's an emes gedush. The imtaima lomali mil. So why do you need the mil to show us that we're misupik if she's an emes gedush? Abakivan the tzricha chalitze. It says she give chalitze. So why do you give chalitze? Im kein chayshinin shemen ishatza l'rishin. Well, we give chalitza, so we see there is such a possibility that maybe was merutza l'rishin. So the minute he was merutza l'rishin, she's not an emes grusha already. V'im kein afil nisratza nami l'shein nikedushin taifsim b'achoyse k'defrishis. T'achoyse chalutzosei d'rabona, v'im yishamay ma'ashen, inalami d'rabona. V'im kein echitu loy mein tushin taifsim b'achoyse mi'elomoli. Taisus amoyra de kekashe, why did they have to be misakin kedushin the rabbono? That she needs meal to show the world that she's not an emes grusha from the sheni. You can see it without this meal. If the baal maima has to give chalitza, so you see, Klo, there's that tzad, maybe she was married to the rishon. And the minute I assume she's married to the rishon, so I know, Klo, she can't be an emes grusha. If there's such a tzad, if I'm giving chalitza, so there's such a tzad that she got married to the rishon, so the minute there's such a tzad, so that she's not an emes grusha from the sheni. So al kochoch, there's no kilkul of achos grushosoi. So why need this mir? I'm going to the kikash. So Taisus says, Amir de Keteretz, how krum a person could think. A person could think very, very krum. Bi'eshloima, di'iloi bi'inan miyun. If we won't be matzlich miyun, ikla meichesh, Shema yaimru chalitza einoichochem. People say, that way he has to give chalitza. That doesn't mean we're chayish shema nishatzarishin. Ki yala al bas b'nayodam loyma shekacha emesh nishatzar l'sheini b'loy l'rishin. That means you'll speak about bas malabayis. So you'll ask them, you'll tell them the whole story. You'll tell them what happened. That this was a ktana niskatsha shalila das aviya l'rishin. Then the Rishon died, and then the Sheni married her. So we'll ask these Balabatim, who do you think she's married to? So the Das Balabayas will be as follows. Well, Mistomet Zicha was not Misratza L'Rishon, because this guy is a big Mechutzef. I mean, He gives the daughter Kedushin without consulting with the father. I mean, why should he be Merutzah to have such a Edom, that such a Merutzah, if he marries the daughter and he doesn't speak with the father? No Shaila in my mind. So Memela, so Zichaloy Nisratza L'Rishin. The Sheni is a little shtickle mensch. That means he's misled. He thinks that Take was Merutza L'Rishin, so he thinks he has to make Yibum. We know the truth. This person is a little, to me, mistake. He thinks she got married to the Rishin. So Memele, he made Maima. So he has to make Maima. So he feels that he's not such a big Mechutzev. Let's see what Rashi says, what Taisha says. Dilei bin amini ki lameche shema yoimu chalitza ina eichoche. Ki yal al das bin ayodam loima shekach emesh nisratza l'sheni b'loi l'rishin. Shere erishin asa shaloi kahigen. The first one was a big mechutzef, shekitcha shaloi l'das abiyam. V'hilkach ikal lameime, one should say, d'loi nisratza loi. Why is he not mechutzef to him? Abel l'sheni, Shloi also kol kach shaloi kahin. He didn't do kol kach shaloi kahin. Kamoi harishin. Shasheni hayesavo shais is a kukulai. He's not. He thinks she's a kukulai. So memela and the sheni he won't be to makbet. He's a shtikol tmimistik the sheni. Bilkech ikalameima. That's what people will think. Fine. So Mamela, people will think that she's really married to the Sheni. So according to the people, she's an Ashes Ishtay Raisa to the Sheni. Somebody was Mzratza to the Sheni. Umashi Tzrichua Chalitza. So why do you need Chalitza? Eina lo Ravcha de Milsa Mishum B'nei Odom Sheni Balisva. There are people that are Aliluim like them. They figured it all out, that it was loy nisratza l'rishin, and it was nisratza l'sheini. That's das balabayis. That's what they figured out. But not everyone has their das, so there are some people that really think shema nisratza l'rishin. So for those people, chazal, and all these issues are, yevama l'shuka, so for those people, chazal said to give chalitza. The yala al datam shenisratza l'rishin l'kachi tzrichu yesam emele. So you could have such a scenario that you have. So you could have everything in front of you. You can see chalitza, and people will still think that they're right. That she's really married to the sheni. It's a get deraisa from the sheni, and everything they'll faremfer. Why does he need chalitza from the person? Because this. Because there's other people in the world which are not Bali Svara, so Chazal wanted to calm them, that they should be Maitzi Lav, that she's a Yavam Lashuk. But I really know what happened. And these people will make a big kilkul. They'll say, if he marries her sister, you don't need a get. I figured it all out. So that's a chazal needed me leidiyam to tell them shana misupakim the shema ina yishta isha sheni. Need me from the sheni because we're not so sure she's married to the sheni. Kedushin taifsim b'achoysa. The taifsim vayta hakel yoidim achoys chalutza darabon. Everyone is moida achoys chalutza darabon.
Namar Eshlok Ishkan Shana Rebbe Yechais Chusa Da Rabon Sheshinina Bi Yevomis. We learned in Yevomis as follows. Hachaylitz Li Yevimtoi. A person gave chalitza. V'nosa Ochiv Es Achaysa. And his brother married her sister. Umeis. And now the brother died. Cheletzes V'loi Misyabemis. So we see Klo Achays Chalutza Osei falls Li Yibo. To him. Hamigarish es ishtoi. What if a person married an ish and then he gave her a get? Vinosa ochiv es achois. And his brother married her sister. Umeis pturamin achlitzim in a yib. Bavale achois gerushosai. Shehi ermolai bechayel. So the Mishnah says, Klo, if Reuven gave chalitza to Rochel, so in Shimon married her sister Leah, so Leah is not an elvim in a taira on him. Leah will fall the Yibum, he has to give a chalitza. If Reuven married Rachel and he gave her a get, and then Shimon married Leah, her sister, so she doesn't fall the Yibum. Our Mishneh zu kamar Reish Lakish, kan shon a Rebbe, a klara Mishneh, achais chalutze, zada Rabbonon, achais gerushe, zada Reis. Ve'im taima, but you know there's another problem what the Gemara Bechlal did not discuss. V'chi lo'yosa bo maima. When the Yavam did not make maima. So our Gemara was only concerned that, let's say, so what is the case? Reuven was mekadish ektano shaloi midas aviyo. Now Reuven died and Shimon gave her chalitza. Shimon gave a chalitza, maybe Shimon is chatzel arishin, so he gave a chalitza. So we say, we have nothing but to worry about, if Shimon is going to marry her sister, everyone will know that Kedushin is Teufis, because achayis chalitza is darabon. Frektach Teisviz, but we gave chalitza to the Ketana who's Eishes Reuven. We gave chalitza to the Ketana who's Eishes Reuven. So from that we're showing that we're under the impression that could be she's married to Reuven. That's why she needs chalitza. So memeila the neicher shema yomrin kedushin teifsim ba'aviv. Now what's going to be now that after Reuven died, Reuven's father will want to marry her? And now we're going to have all the Lamda Shamaratzim. And Reuven's father made Kedushin in her. So now the Lamda Shamaratzim are going to say, well, let's just figure this out. Shimon had to give Chalitza to Eishes Reuven. So what does that mean? So that means that Chazal assumed that Nisratza ha'ov l'kedushe Reuven. That's Chazal assumed. They don't know. It's Shema Nisratza. They don't read the fine lines. Nichalitza you need. Zeraya Chazal assumed Nisratza ha'ov l'kedushe Reuven. Now the father went and married her. So he made Kedushin in Kalosai. No, okay, Kedushin isn't Tavis be Kalosai. So we'll paskin already. You don't have to give her a get. Because Kedushin is in Teifis, Bekalosai. So Teifis is in Amore Bekekashe. The Gemara was only speaking about Achais Gerushosai. So the Gemara said Achais, and we were worried about Shimon. We're worried about Shimon, so the Gemara says, Shimon, since it's Achais Chalutzosai, no one will make a mistake. Everyone knows Kedushin is Teifis, Bachais Chalutzosai. Tractatus, what's with Reuven's father? What's with Reuven's nephew? Reuven's father, if he'll make Kedushin in this woman, so we're gonna tell him, Kedushin isn't Chal, it's Kaloscha. Reuven's nephew is gonna make Kedushin this woman, we'll tell him, the Kedushin isn't Chal, it's Teidoscha. And, they don't know that it's a Sophic. Maybe Kedushin was Chal, maybe Kedushin wasn't Chal. So we have to rectify this kilko, so she should need meal from Eishes Reuven. So why don't you need meal over here? That's Taisus Kash. Amir de Kikash. But Taisus Taima Kilayosa Bamayim Menami Tiboy Mean, she should need meal on the Eishes of Reuven. The Neche Shema Yoimro and Kdushin Taifsen Ba'ovit. people might come and say Kedushin Taif Sembaviv, Oy Beben Ochiv, or with a nephew, Ki Yaimro, they'll say, Sin Shinit Chalitze, Shenishatza Larishin. So the father was Merutza with the Ishus of Reuben, and Memela, Vahava Kalosi Shalom. So now this woman is his daughter in law, Oy De Dosi Shalben. And Memela, they'll say, so they'll paskin quickly, there's no need to give a get. If they'll make kedushin, va'yilon elatzricha min lahaidia shalay nisratza af larishin. So we have to tell people it's shemun nisratza. It's not vaday nisratza. Kedushin da'ov, kedushin de'ben, teifsim bo. So why do we need meal? V'yeshloima. So Taisvi says amayra dekezach. The milse de loishricha he sheyakatshen la'ov. To be afraid that the father will marry her. She was married to the son. A person never, from all the options of women to marry, sefaltem nit ein kalosai. Sefaltem nit ein kalosai. Why? Even the kalosai b'muta, ki hai, the loy nisratz lo lezev lo lezev. Because that's in the halach, lefisha kalosai asur lefilach hamisa. Kalosai normally is, if she is kalosai, so she'll never become muta. So memele, so the minute his son marries this ktano, already, he's not thinking about her, because Akala is also, I mean, there'll never be a noifin that I can marry her. So she's off the agenda, he never thinks about marrying her. The same thing, a nephew will never think to marry his aunt, because they do say he's never muta. Aval achois ishte hamut, but that would take, so this is a very not shriyatika thing, that a father-in-law should marry his daughter-in-law, or a nephew should marry an aunt, because since they know that if the ishus is chal, that they'll never become mutter to them, so that they never fall into their minds to marry. A person's is when he marries his wife, no, you have to face facts. What will be if my wife will die? Well, there's a sister around. So as soon as he married the wife, he has the sister. There's a potential. He has a potential wife already. That's already something what to think about. So memele, and kach also chachomim takon bedom v'shem yeyore yekatcheno. Even though here he jumped the gun, he married her before his wife died. But that's al kaponim. But al kaponim it's liboy aleo. It's something what to think about. So if it's something what to think about, Chazal were afraid he might marry her already. Even before she dies, because it is something about to think about, and they might come lead they kill. Let us start the next sugi. Hanu beitrei. There were two people, Navikoshosi Chamre, they were drinking wine, Tusi Tzifi Bibovel. Underneath Tzifi in Bovel. Now what's Tusi Tzifi? So Rashi says, Tupshotim. Tachas ilone tzapzefo, shehu min arove. Tzapzefo is a type of a willow. It's a posel arove, but it's a tree. And they were sitting underneath this tree drinking wine. Loshen acher, tzifi is machzolois, mat. Now, since when do you sit underneath a mat? Usually you sit over a mat. Now, nesunois al gabi zizin habiltim l'shus arabim. People used to have zizim, protrusions sticking out of the house, and on these protrusions they used to put mats. So someone wanted to sit underneath the mats, he could protect himself from the rays of the sun. So this is a maisa. There were two people that were sitting in the shade in Bavel and drinking wine. Shokal chad mi nayu kasa dechamo. Now, these both of them seem a very good mood. It's not too hot, and the drinking wine is mamish, it's meyodik. So one of them took a glass of wine. Yogle lechavle. He gave it to the chavre. Oma mekacheli bratoch lebri. Maybe you'll marry off your daughter to Alsa Machatonim Wishtim already. We're sitting together, we're drinking wine. That's the main thing. So Memele is giving a glass of wine and he's making Kedushin and two Eidim. We're standing there, Bishas Maise, and finished. And the Shaykh, and he accepted it. The two Machatonim agreed. What does Rashi say? Bratach lebri, bitach lebni. So Memele, there's a shtickle problem over here. The son was never consulted. But, so let's see if that problem was really a problem. The father thinks it's a gewaldike shidduch. So Memele, so what happens now? Omar Ravine. Afilu leman da omar chayshin en shema nisratza ha'ov. We had a whole sugya before. A similar sugya. A daughter was mekadish herself. And she has no right to be Mekadosh herself. Afal Pikein, we said we're Chai Yishem and Yisrat Zohovim. It's something to think about. And we have to give a get me Sofik. We're Chai Yish. Maybe it's something to think about. Even though this Ktana did the Shaloi Midas Aviyah, but maybe Yisrat Zohov. And we made a whole bunch of halachas because of this Shah Shem and Yisrael. When the father will find out about it, maybe it'll be Merutze. So L'chayre, maybe when the son will find out that his father married him off, it'll also be Merutze. So it'll come a Zachon Lodom Shaloi Befana. So now, before anything, let's put a tag on this, on the girl. Let's get hold of the girl. Put a tail, let's put her on hold. Listen, you can get married now. We have to do some research to find out what's with the son. The son went to Australia, it's a problem. Of Al Kaponim, we have to find out. You can't get married right away. This son may be married already. So Ravina says, no. Afilu lamando machashin shemen ishatza ho'ov. This is nothing but to talk about, nothing but to cholam about. The father marries off his son without consulting the son. He gave nothing but to talk about. There's no havamina that the son is masking with the shit. What does Rashi say? So let's see Rashi. Hey, loman di omer de basen ishkacha shleila dasa biya shemen ishratza ovam rinam. We say Shemen Yisratza, by the Kiddushay Abbas, Shemen Yisratza ben b'kiddush shekiddush le'ov shaloi midat eloyim rinan. This will never say. The ov b'kiddushay b'itoy b'chol dunei chalei detav le'meisev tandu. She married someone, a peckle off his shoulders. She's married, finished, she took it. So me'mele, then she'll be happy. He gave her the Kedushin, she accepted the Kedushin, so she's maskim. I'm also maskim. So Memele said, is Achshav Shemen Nischatze Hov. Avul Gavre, but a man? Dayik, Venosiv. A man is not, in the cloud of Tan Lemesev Tandun, it's only by Nisha. Not by Nisha. Before he gets married, he's Medayik, he does some research. So he can't do it himself, and then we'll say he'll be maskim. Maskim without consulting me. You married me off already? Nothing but to talk about. So Ravina said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the chash of Shem and Yisratza is only applicable that the father's merutza b'kedusha b'itoy, because father l'meisev tando. But I'll never be chayish, maybe the son was merutza. And I'm to be chayish for this. Omri le, some emeile, so you don't have to put any holds on this bas. That means she was becheskes pnuye, she still is becheskes pnuye. You have another shidduch for her, gesundheit, he be mechsad the kedushin. You don't have to be afraid that her status changed because of this maise, something that you don't have to cholem about. Now, let's just say one thing. I mean, what will be if we'll approach the Ben? That's something else. If we'll approach the Ben, he says, "Oh, gewaldig, meiredig, the tatus angebet." That's another story. That's another story. But here we're talking about Shem and Nisratza. We're speaking in ignorance. We don't know if it's Nisratza or not. The whole sugi before is where groping in the dark. We don't know, will the father be Merutzah? Do we have to be chayish for such a thing? So the Gemara said before, it's something to be chayish, something to think about, it's something to worry about. But of here it's nothing to worry about. So don't worry, Stella on cheskas pnuye, and you don't have to worry. Frag the Gemara, Omri le Rabbonan le Rabbine, Vidul Meshliach Shavye. Maybe the son made the father shlich. I mean, how are you going? Good. I hear. You tell me, you don't have to worry that the son will be merutze with the father's choice without consulting him. But the son is not around now. When the father was mekadosh, maybe the son made him a shliach. So maybe she's married. This is a different shach. Maybe the son made him a shliach. He says, "Lachotzef inish l'shavya l'vur shliach." Merdik is ach. He'll make a father. His father shliach to marry a wife. Where's the derech eretz for his father? He'll make the father shliach. His father says, "Meshores." Nah, that a person will never do. So that's even nothing what to talk about. That doesn't sound like gonish. A person would never do such a thing. The mishtamish with his father, make him a shliach to marry from a daughter. Yes, his father to shine his shoes. Man, he wouldn't do such a thing. A normal person wouldn't do such a thing. So that's machlau no tzav lochush, and declare that he'll be maskim to an ishus without being consulted. He also don't have to declare. So finish. There's nothing but to declare. Frek the Gemara. Let me tell you a third thing. V'dul marzuya arzei kamei. Maybe I'll tell you a different thing. That you're 100% right. The son would never have the chutzpah to make his father shliach. But maybe he once told his father, you know, this girl is, I think, would be a very good shidduch for me. He just told this to the father. We're talking. The father asked him, he had to start thinking serious. So he said, no, I think this girl is a very good shidduch. Nah, he didn't make his father shliach, as for sure. No, the father's drinking wine with her father. It was now an opportune time. It was an eisrotz. It's not too sunny and thus, so he goes, you have to catch the bull by the horns, he goes and gives him his mekadosh. His mekadosh. And there was a chuyah arzei kamei. So I hear he wants to marry her. So now there's a din of zachon lovim shaloi befono. So memeila, all your pshetalach fell off. That means, you said, I don't have to be chayish that a son would be masking to get married without the father consulting him. You're right. I don't have to declare the son made the father shliach. You're right. That's true. But there's a third possibility. There's a possibility, maybe atzuya artzikamei. That's something to think about. I mean, that's not left field. That's something to think about. Maybe the son once said to the father that sozgen agutizach, And in the mail now there's a good opportunity, so think about it. Don't let her get married to someone else. What does Rashi say? Dilma tzuy alzi ben kameyovit v'gila loydate shulchofetz bo bo'o nasa loy shlich meila. He didn't make chas v'shalom his father shlich, but the father becomes a shlich v'zach lovim shloy befona. Oh, this is like a problem. This is like a real problem. Omar lei rabbe bar shimi beferish omar mar lei sova loho the rabbe shmu. You know, let me tell you a sot. Ravina does not hold of this whole rabbe shmu. That means, so till now we were just saying, I feel according to rabbe shmu, these are go weiter shoshes, and we wouldn't think of these shoshes. Then this chatz a ben, dum obet shlich. These are bait of shoshi. I feel a rabbi shmul on my head. But now you're asking me a good question. Now this is a, you're touching a tender point over here. Maybe I'll say yes. This is something to think about. So then, let me tell you the emes. Ravine, personally, is chaylik and rabbi shmul. And he holds this whole sugya of being chayish, shemen isratza of, we don't have any right to be chayish. Kozman, we don't know of ritzui, wishtela, and cheskes pnuya. We have a shulchan aruch, we don't, this whole sugya of daf memheyam et beis, memdaladam et beis, memheyam et aleph, this whole thing is against chazoke. Maybe, it's something to think about. Ravina held Olam Chazak. We don't clear maybes. If you don't know, you don't clear. There's a din of Chazakah. She's a cheskes pnuya. You know, klora tsuya artsikam. He claimed a sophic. Maybe. It's a maybe. So we still have Chazakah. We don't clear shilas. So he's chaylik vehemently on Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel and all mices. Maybe the father, when they'll hear about it, will be merutze and dos and amelus, so we have to take precautions with haget, meat. Ravina said, I don't hold of them. So therefore, Ravina said that this bas could get married to someone else right away. I don't declare all these shoshes. I shtel her becheskes pnuya. Feirish Omar Mard Leisova Lahor the Rabbi Shmuel. Don't know the Rabbi Shmuel. Zogt Rashi, Ma Ravine. Befeirish Amati Menu the Leisova Lehud Rabbi Shmuel, Choshin Shishem, the Omri, they hold Choshin Shem Nisratzov. Because came the Shem also a Ben Shliach. He's not that Chayish, that's not a Vaitech Shasam, Ken Shemanu. But the Koma Rafilu Laman the Yoma, that what he threw this in. You start looking at him, so he told him, you know, I feel a Rabbi Shmuel is made over here. This, but then you pinned him to the wall, but there's a nuchshav. Then he told him the truth, and then I'll tell you the truth back here. Rabino holds la aloche that, you don't declare. Let us see Taisvis. Befeirish Oma Amar Leisfirle Lahodu Shmuel. The Kamal El Chayshin and Shemen Israatzu Lorishin. Upeirish Bekunteris, Tahino Rabine. Rabine said, Loisovele de Shmuel. Paaf al Gav, the Koma Rabine, Philoman Yoma de Chayshinon, Shemon Israatzu. Lamishim de Sfirle Yochinat and Rabine Taka hold. That if the Yachai Shinen, a Larafcha de Musa Nokte. Fine. Uposek Rav Alfis, a Bishultes Trabachoi, the Hilchasek Rabine. We pass on like Rabine, that we shtel on Chazoke, there's no din of Chai Shinen, not Chai Shinen Shemen Yisratza Of, not Chai Shinen Shemen Yisratza Aben, דו בעסכו בסויף הרו הויו ברבא בבא שמינה מסובה כבוסי בלי חיישין אנשם הנסחה הצהוב ונת חייש בין צורך לא יגט ולא ימיון ואפילו שיטחוי ונת חייש וישתל אנחס כס פנויה and we don't start having gray hairs and worrying maybe we don't know וישתל אנחזוק you don't have to clear there's no חייב on us to clear אפילו שיטחוי. ואף על גב דמתם גמור אל האל, ואף על גב דשיטחוי, that Ula had said, that you don't even need me, and what's this, אף על גב דשיטחוי, what do you mean, you don't need me? מי הוא איקה דאמרי, ודיקה דאמרי, אין אי סייבה כאין, דיקה דאמרי הוד, that אפילו שיטחוי, you don't need me. ואם כן, אין צריך לטריק לפרוש מה שפירשרי לאל, אפילו מי אין צריך, דווקא איך דולוי שיטחוי. And we're not chayish for anything. We still don't cheskas pnuye. We mishum the metame gemor of aval gav the shitchay. Ikolameime the mikadam evilach islay svara acheres. We're not worry birds. We don't declare shoshes. We still don't chazok. ומסתומה זוי ואפילו בשיטחה אין צריך מיון שרי כמוי כן כמה רבינה. Because Rabbeinu also says the same thing. Rabbeinu doesn't hold up the whole thing. You don't need anything. Fine. So now we know we pass like Rabbeinu. Vo'oid posat b'shiltes tarab achoi. Amoyre de kechidush. Amoyre de kechidush. B'ktane sholach bayit olach avil emdines hayom. She hi yechayla liskadish mid rabbonah. So he says that she can marry herself off. Kedin yisoyma da ein la'ov. The Tikno Rabbon and Kedushin Mishum Hefker. Why were the Rabbon and Mesakin by a Yisoyme that she can marry off herself, or the mother can marry her off? Because, listen, I mean, or else Yinago Bominik Hefker, so it's Latoya Losa that she should be able to get married. So if the father went to Medina Sayyam, who knows when he's going to come back, he has the same problem over here. וזו שאולך למדינה סמרי כי יסיימה משם הפקר. Fine. So my mail, that's what the Shultes Rav Achoi held, Amoyre de Kechidish, even though we don't find this in Chazal, but Madame Ben Milse Le Milse, that Chazal made a takone, Chazal made a takone, that we don't, that if the father is not around to marry her off, there are other alternatives. Mit Rabbanu we can marry you off. V'Rav Menachem miyoni einei moide bedavon. Menachem is not moide that you marry you off and married and finished, the father's away. U'mai se'ira be'echot sho'olach la'eretz rechoika. Someone went la'eretz rechoika. V'loi bas k'tan, and he had a small daughter. V'niskat she'habas. Va'osar ha'rav Menachem meyoni lekaima, and Rav Menachem asked, va'omar Rav Menachem said, chayshin shemi katshen avil ishach b'mokim shul. He said, how can you have no bishlam yisaima? So there's nothing left to worry about. Then you can be chayish for shemi negabin nekevke. So there's a takone, so he can marry her. But here, if there's a father around, we're playing with fire. What if the father decides there he's in Australia, he finds a good shidduch for his daughter, so maybe he married her. There's no communication from here to Australia, it's fartig. He says, but how could you marry her off when there's a father around that is because you have to marry off to someone else? Shemi kachen avi li shach, b'mokim shu, v'nim tzezel alel, bo zel alel, b'yisarei shusish. So memeile Rav Menachem asset. There was a maise shahoya, you have to, she's not allowed to be with her husband. V'sholach le Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam sent to Rav Menachem l'dvorecho, so Rabbeinu Tam sent to Rabbeinu Menachem, you just said a nukshash, maybe the father married her off, it's nukshash, means, this, how does this stim with cheskas pnuye? Maybe the father married her off. So he says, what's going to be if the father dies? You just said we have to be chayish. Maybe the father married her off. So you just made her an aguna loyal mayat. If the father will die, it is finished. So I don't know what happened. You took away the cheskas pnuy and finished. Ve'ishim Rabbeinu Menachem v'lahaloi cheshin. No. If the father dies, no problem. We still on cheskas pnuya, and we'll marry, and she's allowed to get married. Ay, v'lahaloi cheshin. Shema yekadesh omrinon, shema kidesh loy amrinon. He said, there's a chash shemo yikadesh. And that is no, that means if the shayla is this second, is she married now? She's not married now. So mameila, if the father died in Medina Sayyom, and now I'm clearing a shayla, is this woman married or not? Is this girl married or not? I say, she's not married. Finish. But, if if there's a different shaila, you're marrying her off now to someone mid rabbanon, as I have to be afraid. There's no chazoke shema yikad. This achai shema yikad shavia. How can she be married to someone else? Maybe her father will marry off later to someone else. Shema yikadish umrina. Shema, there's a difference to Shema yikadish, tolle chashini, Shema yikadish umrina, Shema kiddish lo umrina. Priya gavna oma beperikol aged. Le Shema meis loy chayshina. Le Shema yomus tanoi. Shema yomus vea chayshin. Machlekes tanoi vekamel kabyesi. The pligalei the rameda machashinu l'shema yomus, the rameya v'rabiyasi aloche k'rabiyasi. Now we'll see later. Tosis brings down what's speaking about over there, and we'll see the Ben Tamis and the Rabbein and Menachem. But the case over there speaking about as follows: the case over there speaking about that a person gave his wife a get. Let's say two cases. Case number one: a person is a kohen. His wife is she's an Eishes kohen. He walks out of the door. Is she allowed to eat truma? Yes, she's allowed to eat truma. Maybe he died. Shema meis lechashina. So, eat truma. She's allowed to eat truma. He gave her a get before he left, but he said the get should be chal an hour before I die. That's what he told her. So now we say, as soon as he walks out of the door, we say, not eat truma. Why? Maybe he's going to die in an hour. If he's going to die in an hour, he can get from now. So shema yomus cheshina. The Gemara says to such a concept, Shema Meis Loi Chayshina, Shema Yomus Chayshina. So Memele, and this was what the Rabbeinu Menachem had said, he said that. That means if the father died, and now Meklein Geshayla, did he marry her off? So I say, Mr. Tommy didn't marry off, he's still on Cheskas Pnuya. But I'm Chayish, maybe he will marry her off. That's what he said. He tells through this Gemara. Now you're saying that if he dies, she's allowed to get married. That's what you're saying. So you also made we still on Cheskes Pnuya, but you're just telling me Shema Yomus Shema Yekadish Chayshina. The Hashda Dos is Lahochi. So Ibezoi says you're ganz not gefragt. Ab Shehiktana Muteres. So Ibezoi says your Ostik Teira falls down the drain. Why? The kiv and the loy chayshin and shema kiddush imkeinu moteres loylam. So every second which she's with this husband, so I'm going to declare a shayla. This second did he marry her? This second? No, this second he didn't marry her. We shtel her on cheskes pnuya. So this second she's allowed to be with us. But maybe in an hour he's going to marry. Fine, in an hour he'll marry her. But this second she's not married. So a person lives in the Haibi, doesn't live in the Yosid, he lives in the Haibi. So every second that the Bubble Klaa the Shaila, is she married the second? No. Shema Kidesh Loichashina. I shtel you on the Cheskes Pnuya. Kenya Materis Loilam, the Cholsho Visho Yeshlanu Loima, that dying like Kidesh. That's Shema Kidesh Loichashina. Bafilu Chayshis Shema Yekadesh. Yeah, you're right. There's such a Gemara, maybe he's going to be Mekadosh in an hour. That's right. Abba Hoyel, B'chol Sho Yeshleim Adai in Loi Kiddush, it's Shema Yekadosh, Moteres he has Loi. But I don't mean, I there the Gemara says, L'Shema Yomus, Ta'os Amayri, She'osar Es Ishte Betrumo, K'shaget Chal Sho Achas Lifnei Misos. That's very good. He gave her a get now, and we're chayish, maybe the get became now a get, because Shema Yomus in Asho, and Shema Yomus Chashin, became the Miyad Yomus. Nimtz the Chosho, Sur Lechel Betruma. Became the Miyad Yomus, this Achshash of Shema Yomus. Avoloch Adayne Sura, Achi Yechaylu, Akadush, and Shekidish Aviyosh. Shom, here, she's only also to her husband, the Rahad Rabondika husband. She's only also after the kedushin will be chal. Kol shoy kolamei ma'adain lechalu akedushin kedi birashti. So me'mele, so you don't live in the osi, you live in the hoived. Yes, shema yekadish 100%. But now, kolzman now she's not married. I saw Mishnah Salevi brings down a neid biyude. that I didn't see that Rebbe Inebenig, but the Mishnah Salevi says, the Rebbe says Rebbe Menachem was afraid like this, that he's not allowed to be boil his wife, maybe the emtsa abiyah she'll become a nation. So now you're not allowed to make a ma'isa abiyah, now she's not a nation ish, but maybe the emtsa abiyah she'll become a nation ish, so now you have to be chayish for this. As is it tonight to be Yudah. Behavi, fine, I will come upon him, that's that. Behavi Rabbi Natan Meraye, not like the Rabbi Menachem. Ma'aloch is G'doylus, Shepirish Behuch is G'dushin, K'tano the Isa Lavua B'mdinas Hayom. Ma'aloch is G'doylus, the Ishaila was put as follows. Our father is in Medinas Hayom, the Ansifto Imo, and her mother married her off. The father's minister, she'elte hode milse kami de rabbonon. So the rabbonon were questioned this shaila: is she married or isn't she married? The father's a medina sayom, and the amru shapir of this ima. The mother did a very good thing that she married her off. Then they soon tkinu l'ktana. They were mistaken the soon for time. Misa lo'ov, if the father's around, mekatsi kedush min ha-teira, ve'ilesei, min tzeva batikin chachomim. V'lechi godlo, godli nisuyim bado, lechi osi ov leitzoich lekatsha. So here, the Pnei Yeshua, much it's a chaf, but Thaisis is saying at the end, but let me just say what he says over the Pnei Yeshua. L'chaira Thaisis is saying like this, this is a gemore in Yevomis, let's say the poshet of pshat of the Gemara Yevamos is different pshatim there, but there's a Gemara Yevamos that says by kedusha ktana when she becomes a gedoyla, so the kedushin that was only the rabbonim becomes a deraisa. Now how does this kedusha the rabbonim become a deraisa? So we assume it's tamid going to be boil habegadlusa, he's boil l'shem ishos because it's a mamela. So we have to assume when she becomes a gedoyla, That she's an Eishas Ish min HaTorah. Fine. So now, so Tosfos is saying that when she'll become a Gedoyla, so she, that means now, Kedushin Darabana, when she becomes a Gedoyla, so it'll be Kedushin Daraisa. So when the father comes back, he doesn't have to marry her off. Because it's Kedushin Daraisa. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua doesn't understand what's flying here. He says, what are you talking about? You're talking about when she's a Naira or when she's a Boigeres. He says, if you're talking about when she's a Naira, so we pass the night Rabbi Yehuda, or via Volohi. She can't be Makabal Kedushin. So what are you telling me? The Lechi Godlo, she becomes, if she is a father, so she can't make Kedushin. So what are you saying? She'll become Kedushin Derais. The father doesn't have to marry her. And after can talk, it doesn't become Kedushin Derais. She can't be mekabel kedushin because man she's a nair. Now what are you talking about when she becomes a boigeres? So what are you saying? The father doesn't have to marry her off. The father can't marry her off then. So when are you speaking about? As if like the Pnei Yeshua Kashi doesn't understand what it takes to say. So you come at the raised, so the father doesn't have to make no kedushin. So come at the raised and the male. He says, which tkuf are you speaking about? Then benare won't become a raised, and by boigeres the father can't help. So Pnei Yeshua wants to say that Taisus Taka means Benaro. That means the father came back when she's a Naira. So the father comes back, they tell him, you know, this is your new son-in-law, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. So now the father says, oh, it's Kedushin Darabona, let's make Kedushin Darais. I'm here now, let's make Kedushin Darais. So the Pnei Yeshua, that's what Taisus says, don't jump the gun, in a few months she'll become an Eishasish Darais. Don't make over the new Kedushin. That's what Taisus is saying. There's no need for these few months to make Kedushin Deraisa. Eventually, it will become Kedushin Deraisa. So there's no need now for the father to make over the Kedushin. That's what Taisus is saying.